Hey, Rock Timber.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Rick in?
Yeah, my name's Chris Collin.
Yeah, my name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of what?
Cardiff. I know it sounds a little funny over the phone. it's like car and then different. So Cardiff, like Cardiff by the sea. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. He just walked out into the shop. Let me see if I could catch him.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. He's actually out in the yard. He walked out that way. So
okay.
Can
I call you? Does he happen to have maybe a voicemail if that's more convenient? Don't want to bug him while he's busy right now.
It's just me.
Oh, it's just you?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's old school then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I can leave my information with you. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, dear.
Okay. So like I said, my name's Nico. That's spelled N-I-K-O. And then I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff, and it's spelled out this time as car and the difference, so C-A-R-D-I-F-F as a Frank. And then my phone number is 858-779-0432.
Okay.
And then can you just let Rick know, our bank had mailed out a finance offer to the business, and I'm just trying to follow up, see if I happen to come across Rick's desk or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are at still the address, just to clarify, 3000 North Wright Drive Road, yeah?
Wright Road, uh-huh.
Okay, and that's the mailing address, and all the mail goes directly there?
Yep.
Okay. Is Rick the one that does the mail, or is there somebody else?
I do the mail.
Oh, you do the mail. Okay. Well, maybe you happen to see it, but do you happen to recall?
I get a lot now.
It's probably a lot to ask from you, like to commit to memory something was said about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, but you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. And then things that are addressed to him, you know, hopefully get put on his desk, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well,
he's back and forth from here to North Dakota. So.
Oh, he goes from here to North Dakota. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know? Has Rick mentioned anything around like of? Taken up financing for any big projects? He has not. So does he kind of keep that to himself? I mean, would he share information like that?
Yeah, he would if he was going to. But
okay,
sure, we've slowed down a lot, so I know.
Oh, you guys have. What's
North
the
Dakota? Yeah.
What's the reason for that? What happened?
North Dakota, just the oil.
Oh, you know, I just got off the phone with somebody else in Wyoming, and they said that the whole oil industry right now is just hurting everybody.
It is.
It's very sad to see that, to be honest.
Oh,
how just one commodity can just really, really affect the economy.
Oh yeah, a lot of people's jobs. Yeah,
is that what's happening out there right now?
Oh yeah, yep.
Oh man.
Especially in Wyoming, North Dakota, you know, from here to North Dakota, basically, because all that was, you know,
oh,
Rock
wow.
Springs up in Wyoming, Rock Springs up there. Yeah, it's pretty bad, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know, we're over here on the West Coast, so
it's a little
different. I know, we're in our own little bubble sometimes, so we tend to forget that there's, you know, 49 other states out there that have to deal with the real world.
Exactly.
Okay. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Tammy.
Cammy? Like with the K?
T.
Oh, T. Tammy. Sorry. Okay, Tammy. You know, I appreciate the help and everything. If you can just, you know, let Rick know I called.
Okay.
Does he happen to have maybe an email so I can shoot him over digital copy, or is he still super old school and doesn't have that either?
We've got it's ERT.
ERT.
At EagleRockTimber.com.
Timber. Okay, I'll make sure to shoot over a message that way as well.
Okay.
I appreciate the help and, you know, talking to me.
No problem.
All right, Tammy. You have a great rest of the day.
Too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.